ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. Go to ZocDoc.com/something and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/something. ZocDoc.com/something.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? Twisted Fairy Tale. Sometimes the people who are supposed to be protecting us are the ones that end up leading us straight to danger. Hansel and Gretel sat squashed together on the tiny couch in the tiny apartment they lived in. Their father wouldn't return home from work for hours, and their stepmom was in this minuscule kitchenette, trying to make a meal out of whatever was left in the cupboards. As usual, her stepchildren devoured the meal without a word of gratitude. They were disappointed that there were no seconds, but that didn't stop them from continuing to watch TV. Immediately after her husband walked through the door, weary and browbeaten, she launched into tales of his lazy, good-for-nothing kids. "They need to leave," she hissed. "We can barely survive and feed ourselves, and all they do is sit on that couch, eating more than their fair share, and use our electricity while giving nothing back." The man, who was tired beyond his years, looked at his children, who had seemingly not moved since he left that morning to work, his fingers to the bone. Despite both being capable of finding jobs to stay afloat, they had dropped out of school and showed no willingness to even attempt to earn a living. He lowered his head in shame and remorse, yet agreed with his wife. The woman scowled and said, "I'll take them away tomorrow." The next morning, the stepmother lured the siblings into the car with the promises of an all-you-can-eat buffet on the outskirts of town. The pair's greed consumed them, and soon they bickered about who could fill their plate the highest. The stepmother parked in an abandoned lot and told the teens the building was just around the other side of the woods. The incredible variety of food offered by the restaurant left no room for parking. The establishment was simply too massive. Again, minds only on their bellies, the pair didn't even question the absurdity of the matter. Once they were in the woods, the stepmother mumbled something about leaving her purse in the car and that Hansel and Gretel should carry on and she'd catch right up to them. They barely heard her, still discussing what dishes they were hoping to try. It was only when they'd be walking for some time when Hansel finally questioned the situation, and they realized they had been tricked. The siblings turned and looked at their surroundings. Every path and every tree looked the same. "Let's just keep walking," suggested Gretel, despite feeling winded and hungry. "Eventually, we'll end up at the buffet," she added. "There is no buffet," cried Hansel. "She has tricked us. Stepmother has brought us here to die." Gretel looked at him, an eyebrow raised. "Don't be so dramatic," she said. But as the sun began to set and their bellies rumbled louder, the pair grew more and more uncertain of their whereabouts and how to seek help of any kind. Just as dusk was to turn to night, they stumbled across a miracle. It was not much more than a tent, but the smell of sizzling meat was unmistakable. They hurried over and saw an old woman with a pan on top of a campfire. The siblings were not the most street savvy, but even they understood they shouldn't approach a hermit in the woods. And yet, "Can we have some?" they asked, approaching the old woman without hesitation and their bellies quite empty. The stranger wore a toothless smile and beckoned them with a dirty finger. They sat down, snatching up the sizzling patties at once. When they had eaten all of the food, not saving a morsel for the old woman. Instead of thanking her, Hansel asked, "Is there more?" Again, the toothless stranger smiled and nodded at the flap in the makeshift tent. Hansel licked his lips and headed in, Gretel following. There wasn't much inside, a few blankets, some pots and pans, bucket for water, and an area where she skinned and prepared her food. They looked about for some more of the meat when the old woman came into the tent behind them, her mouth now almost impossibly wide, and began pointing at something on the ground. Gretel put her hand to her mouth. "Oh God, we ate a rat?" Hansel shook his head. "No more rat for us, sister. Tonight we shall dine like royalty." And with that, he took the knife the old lady had used to skin the vermin and slit her throat ear to ear. The tools were surprisingly well kept, and in the end, despite being tougher than what they were used to, the siblings skinned, cooked, and ate the old woman. As her flesh sizzled in the pan upon the fire, they smiled, knowing they'd be okay. "Just like Mother used to make," complimented Gretel, tucking into a finger. Tastes like chicken.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, celebrates every effort you make to improve how you feel and how you live. Even a small step can make a big difference. If you've been working on your mental health, or if you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Talkspace can help with any specific challenges you might be facing and help provide coping tools for things like anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and much more. And Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/scary. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/scary to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/scary.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.